You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we've had a bit of volatile move, I suppose, not just yesterday's employment numbers, which were broadly mixed across the board, but also with UK inflation coming in actually much lower than the market was anticipating. So there's a bit of repricing there around BOE rate cuts. So we'll have a look at what's going on in the pound. Elsewhere, we've got, I suppose, this increasing conflict between the US and Venezuela, and that's playing out in oil markets as well. So a complicated backdrop, I guess you could put it. Still pockets of where we've got significant lack of real clarity and understanding about what's going on with these markets and what is driving these markets from a narrative perspective. So let's have a look at these markets again, and we'll see if there's opportunities to perhaps even reposition ourselves. So yesterday we broke even on a trade with the euro dollar pulling back very, very aggressively. And the same with the pound. We had a bit of a pretty significant turnaround in the pound as a result of the CPI numbers, the inflation numbers coming in much lower than what the markets were expecting. So with all this in mind, please be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable traders need to consider what markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit, how do we manage risk along with trade management and trade psychology. All very important features, as you know, and we address these considerations every day in our live traders, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start then with a review of these news events. So for that, we use Forex Factory. And so we'll have a quick look back at yesterday. So I suppose a mixed bag from a manufacturing and services perspective across the Eurozone more broadly, a bit of an uptick on a net basis for French manufacturing and services. German manufacturing and services coming in slightly weaker and slightly weaker across the Eurozone as a whole. UK manufacturing services PMI numbers actually looking really decent. And this is really coupled with the CPI number and the inflation data we just got out of the UK, which is previously 3.6, now coming in 3.2, which is a sizable drop. We're expecting just a small drop. And we're seeing, you know, the potential, well, we're seeing a reaction in the pound because the BOG could potentially look to cut rates further if we see this inflation number continue lower. So quite a surprising number there. And you can see core CPI as well coming in weaker with PPI numbers coming in, I suppose, pretty flat, you could say. And lower as well on the RPI year-on-year number. So actually, I suppose a positive dynamic really for the Bank of England to continue to cut rates, even if it's just a short-term view. But yesterday's major news event was around US job numbers. And again, we get quite a mixed bag. So if you look at ADP weekly employment change numbers, so they average 16,300 private sector jobs added per week up until the end of November. So that's not a bad, it's about 65,000 jobs over the course of a month. And if you compare and contrast that with the non-farm employment number that's coming in at 64. So, you know, those are positive numbers. if we listen to what Jay Powell's been saying about US job numbers, that they're coming in 60,000 less than the numbers were given, it creates a whole lot of uncertainty, you could say. And then just looking quickly at the non-farm employment number, so average hourly earnings. No, hold on a minute. So average hourly earnings. All right, there's a bit of confusion here because we've got October data as well. Didn't get this data yesterday. So October data coming in really, really weak. They were talking about it. And, you know, the fact that it was really quite weak, which is now positively bounced back quite aggressively. So this is probably why the US administration didn't want those October numbers going up, because they looked quite bad. But we did get a bit of a boost in average hourly earnings, which have now rolled lower. So, and the important part as well with the unemployment rate is that we're seeing jobs being added to the economy. If you add private sector and non-farm payroll numbers, they seem to be in positive territory, although the unemployment rate has jumped from 4.4 to 4.6. So I suppose the main question to ask is what difference does this make? And it is the weaker dynamic that the Fed are talking about, which means we're probably more likely to get those rate cuts that we've been promised almost. Still, we've got two rate cuts priced in between now and the end of 2026. So it is a mixed bag. It is a mixed picture. Got pretty flat retail sales month on month. We were expecting 0.1 and we'd come in at 0.0. Core retail sales looking a little bit more positive, excluding food and energy. And then we had the manufacturing numbers, which services coming in a little bit below the expected number, so not quite performing as well as it was previously, with the manufacturing PMI numbers coming in pretty much in line with expectations. So it was a big afternoon for jobs, and what we saw is an initial rally in those numbers for markets. We saw the dollar weaken fairly briefly before the weakness started to kick in. And I suppose our only conclusion that we could draw is that we're still broadly risk on, that the unemployment rate and the non-farm employment numbers and ADP are not to the extent where the policy needs to shift to any great extent. So we're still broadly risk on, we're still equities higher. We would still at some point, okay, we've had a bit of a reaction in the pound as a result of lower than expected UK inflation. The big sort of major geopolitical development really is around the US and Venezuela. And the US seemed to be angling for war at a time when Donald Trump wants to receive the Nobel Peace Prize for all his efforts to avoid global conflict. He now seems to be doing whatever he can to start a conflict. Now, is it over resources? It appears to be, with Venezuela's oil reserves, probably an attractive asset to the US. And so that's the nature of global politics at the moment. Okay, so as a result, we've seen a bit of a significant reaction in the dollar. So let's go and have a look at these. Sorry, the last thing I just want to just reference really is this UK inflation number coming in much, much lower than what was expected. And that leads us this time tomorrow, in a few hours, this time tomorrow, we'd be hearing from the Bank of England. So we've got this 25 basis point rate cut more likely now, because the inflation numbers come down to 3.2. So there's a bit of room there for the Bank of England, and it's likely to be quite a tight decision, very tight decision, with previously more people saying they wanted a hold. Now we're probably saying, right, well, a 25 basis point rate cut is on the cards. It's not just that. Tomorrow is a pretty significant day, the ECB as well. And we've got some unemployment claims number and CPI year on year for the UK, for the US, sorry, which is unfortunately the hawkish event here. Yesterday's job numbers, we're still saying, right, well, nothing really changes. We can still be a little bit on the dovish side. Now, tomorrow, we do have that hawkish event, which is CPI, and that looks like it's ticking a little bit higher, 3.1. So this goes against, I suppose, the US administration's narrative around lowering inflation, where we've got lower inflation, where we all know inflation's gone up, but we're continuing to be told that it's we're all good. Right, so we do have a mixed bag across the board, I'm afraid. So strong rejection. We were looking for these prices to rally up just a little bit higher in the euro dollar yesterday, a little bit higher in the pound dollar, and a tiny little bit lower in the dollar yen. And we would have sort of been taking profit on those trades. Those were the areas that we were sort of hitting our targets and looking for further we would be looking to take profits up at these slightly higher levels. We didn't really get there, and it was a bit of a news trade at these higher levels as well yesterday. So we're getting a bit of a pullback in those. I mean, until we get inflation numbers tomorrow, nothing really changes around the dollar. We've still got a sort of a bias in terms of dollar weakness, and not so much against the pound now because of the fact that the BOJ would be cutting rates, which is weaker for the currency. And we've had a bit of a strong rejection in euro dollar, pound dollar, and also the dollar yen. So elsewhere, look, we've got a bit of a structural failure trade back to the upside as well in markets like the S&P, 68.22. And there's now this little structural failure trade being created at these levels. So it's quite a complicated backdrop because our bias is very much to the upside in the S&P and the NASDAQ. And apart from the pound, which looks like it's intent on selling off, our bias hasn't really shifted around the dollar. This is outside of this conflict between the US and Venezuela. And that's what's really causing the support levels in here. Yesterday, we were talking about the 55.50 level to 55.20 level. And this market is now bouncing off those lows. We did actually make a low of the 5,500. And this is on the weekly time frame as well. So just be mindful, strong support down here, especially with this circling of Venezuela. Venezuelan encirclement of their carriers and things like that, and the impact that it will have on the oil markets is potentially quite significant. So you can understand seeing a bit of a positive bounce playing out in crude oil. So a tricky market dynamic, we'd have to say. So what we'll do is we'll just amend today's trade plan. So let's edit this currently up on screen. a bit of a positive day, broadly speaking, across the Mag 7. So we're expecting that to also drag those indices higher, which we're slow in making progress in that respect. So mixed market conditions due to nervousness going into today's US job numbers, PMI and retail sales numbers out today. So potential US indices strength post current pullback. Further dollar weakness. See, the big problem with this appears to be the US-Venezuela conflict. The dollar is reacting badly. Further yen strength and BOJ and narrowing two-year bond yields. Yeah, it's really about the narrowing two-year yield. Just quickly, just before I let you guys go, just want to compare and contrast the US numbers with the Japanese numbers. So here's the US two-year treasury. We're down at just below 3.5. And we've got the Japanese up at 1.07. So we're not making progress that quickly as far as the Japanese two-year note, but it does give the BOJ room to start raising rates, sorry. So 3.5, so what's that? We're pretty much 243 basis point differential. Now we're coming down from last week's highs of 255. So we are making very, very slow progress in terms of that that two-year narrowing yield between US and China. Keeping options open, unfortunately, are really important for these markets. So it's very difficult to do anything else. We do have our bias. What does it mean for gold and oil? That's another sort of important question. We did mitigate risk on some of our trades yesterday. So we had periods of strong weakness, and then the last three or four days are really quite choppy there. It's so easy. You've really got 50, you've really got sort of $70-$80 swings over the last 3 or 4 days, and with a stop loss of $30-$40, which is even really quite generous, it'd be very easy to get chopped up as well in markets like gold. If you've got a long-term outlook, that's slightly different, of course. You know, you can invest in those and let it run. So that's today's trade planning, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. A bit of a mixed backdrop all in all, which is a bit of a shame because we were really quite close to getting into profit-taking territory across the board. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you, those of you that are joining us for the US trading session, we'll see you there very, very shortly. And we'll see if we can go again, if we get good opportunities to get back into these types of trades. So let's just wait and see. We'll keep our options open. Right, thanks everyone for joining us. Take care of yourselves and speak to you next time. Bye for now. Bye-bye.